Morning, Trent. You well this morning?
Good, thank you. Michael, how are you?
Very well indeed. We'll talk about your runners in the Bendigo Cup before we get stuck into Saturday, which is going to be such a huge day for the stable. But Inverloch, how's Inverloch going? Gee, I thought his run last start at the Valley was really good.
Yeah, look, he obviously had to lift. Those imports look obviously pretty good. But he doesn't know how to run a bad race. He's genuine. He's high up in the ratings now, so he's sort of got to contest these races. But he's at his best at a rain-affected track. We're not going to get that today, but he'll put in his honest run. He'll be up on speed, hopefully dictating. He'll give a kick, and hopefully we can get some of it. But he'll enjoy the backup.
Yeah, and I suppose Jack Regan's just a bit of a throw at the stump. He's about a 60-1 shot today.
Yeah, look, his form looks terrible. He actually went okay last start. But this time of year, he needs a mile and a half to show anything. And with all the big race days around, there's sort of no grade races over 2,400. And I want to run him in that 2,800-metre race on Cup Day, so he sort of, this run under his belt, he'll be spot on for there. But, yeah, he certainly deserves to be 60-1, I'd suggest.
How's the excitement in the build-up to Cup Week, especially when Derby Day could be absolutely massive for yourself and Natalie?
Yeah, great. It's obviously, these are the days you want to be part of, and it doesn't look like we're going to have a runner in the Cup this year, so if we can win a Derby, we'll certainly it'll be a high point of the spring for us, hopefully.
Well, there's been a lot of talk in the build-up to this year's Derby that it may not be a stellar year. It's a pretty even bunch. How do you see the final field for the Derby?
Yeah, they're probably right. It's not the classiest bunch of horses, but try and find one to get into the race. All the poor, you know, pundits and all the geniuses on Twitter that have got an opinion on everything, they always pot everything. But it's still worth $2 million, so we'll take that every day of the week.
Well, this was the race that put you on the map with Sangster back in 2011. Geez, hard to think that was 9 years ago. Goodness gracious. Are you a fan of the 2,500 metres distance of the Derby, or would you like to see it reduced back to a normal classic distance of the 2,000?
No, I'm a fan of it. Look, everyone all raves on that it wrecks horses and the rest of it, but it's pretty simple. If you don't want to run your horse in there, don't run it in there. And you look at the two-year-old races, the Golden Slipper and the Blue Diamond. How many of those horses go on and win multiple Group 1 races? That's just the nature of it. And, you know, like Matt Kamani, he's not carrying on with his horse, which would have been one of the favourites. And the Freemans aren't running their done deal because they simply believe it's not to their horse's benefit to run it in the race. And so exactly that. If you don't want to run it there, don't. But, you know, they all carry on. It'll ruin them and everything. But there have been plenty of good horses go on with it. And to me, if our owners of either horse wins the $2 million race, they don't really care if they'd never win another race with the horse, you know. If you get the job done, it's a day remembered.
And for you especially, it seems that you love the challenge and the thrill of finding these three-year-olds that can get to a Derby and the staying types.
Yeah, it's just simply hard to do to get them here. You know, we buy a lot of horses with probably the right profile and credentials to try and get there. And I think Mick Price said he nominated 9 horses for it this year and 1 gets there. So it is certainly a challenge to get there, and that's why some years it's not a, you know, fantastic bunch, but I'm sure a good horse will come out of it. Danny O'Brien's horse obviously looks untapped. I think Paddy Payne's horse looks very good too. So, you know, any one of those will be deserved winners, but I hope they don't. I hope it's one of ours.
Well, Alborado and Wertheimer are the two that you've got in there, and the market's got Alborado third favourite at $8, and Wertheimer is a $34 chance. Do you think there's that much difference between them?
Oh, no, I don't, but that's sort of, look, if you look at Wertheimer, you'd say, you know, what's he doing running? His form looks terrible, but his last two runs in Melbourne were very, very good. He probably should have won the 1,800-metre race at Flemington. And then he went up to Sydney and he just got on the wrong leg and it was just a disaster. It wasn't a true indication of the horse's ability. And we sort of took a bit of hope out of Paddy Payne's horse, ran similar up in Sydney and turned the form round. But it served its purpose as he's had a good run over 2,000 metres and he'll present rock hard fit. And he won't disgrace himself. I think he can run very well. And if the track happened to be wet, he would grow another leg.
Yeah, and Alvarado, he's been tough his last couple of runs. He does a few things wrong in his race. He wanted to hang off the track at Flemington, and that was the race that Young Werther finished an unlucky second, and he weren't far behind him then. And then, again, he looked all over the shop, but he just toughed it out in the Norman Robinson.
Yeah, it was a messy race for Norman Robinson, and he sort of went back and started to over-race a bit, but there was the lack of tempo made Mark having to put him up in the race early, and he got up and around them far too soon. So we'll just put him to sleep in the Derby. Should be able to slot over in a lovely spot from Barrier 8. There's sort of the horses out wide in the barrier, and the gates will probably go behind him. So he should come across and get a nice sit. And if he gets a decent run, he's going to be very hard to beat. There was only a length over them in the Norman Robinson, but he's definitely had the toughest run in the race, and the horses around him were probably entitled to beat him. So, I think he's a genuine each-way chance.
Have you got a strong opinion on whether these three-year-olds can run a tough 2500, or do you just have to wait and see if they can do it on the day?
I think you have a fair idea. I think... If you look at this year's field, you know, they're Dundeals and Tavistocks, Tavabeals and Redwoods, you know, they've all got the right credentials to get the trip, you know. So it's probably, like it's been pointed out, there's not that standout horse that's, you know, won over 2,000 metres dominant and has a class edge on everything out, but there's a query over the trip. I'd say most of these, you know, we'll get the 2,500, no worries. It hasn't been a concern of ours going into the race. We sort of haven't thought, you know, will they stay the trip out? So especially Alvarado, he's rock hard fit after a couple of good hard runs over distance. So he's had the right trip for the race.
So you're confident you can beat the favourite and Cherry Tortoni?
Yes, well, I think we can win the race, but like either of those two horses that you said, you know, if they win, it's certainly not a surprise. Obviously, you know, the question mark is on the favourite, two runs into the Derby, but I don't think anyone can argue with Danny O'Brien's credentials. So if he says he can do it, no doubt the horse can do it.
What about Sierra Sue? You've taken her up to Sydney. She's drawn one in the Golden Eagle. It looks like we're going to be on a really bog track at Rosehill on Saturday.
Yeah, my gut feeling is I think she'll get through it. She's won two races on soft sevens, I think. Different ball game, obviously, but I think pedigree-wise, she's bred to get through it on the dam side. She's trialled up on a wet track here at Cranbourne and got through it good on a genuine heavy track. She does have a bit of brilliance, bit of turn of foot, so usually when they're like that type of horse, you know, they struggle on a wet track, but my gut feeling is I think she will get through it. And there's seven million reasons to find out if she will.
Exactly right. Anything else on Saturday, on Derby Day you've got running? Have you got your filly going around in the Wakeful?
Yes, I do. She'll run a nice race. She's been crying out for 2,000 metres. She worked up with Werthenheimer on Tuesday morning and worked every bit as good as him. So, Kira McAvoy's on a big pick. I think she'll run very well, but it'll tell us where we stand with her. Basically, again, at the moment, outside the city, Sydney fillies, you know, there's nothing really jumping out of the ground for the Oaks. I suppose this race will paint a picture a bit.
Yeah, that's Tosh Goddess. And what are you doing with Skywood now, who looks like it won't get a run in the Melbourne Cup?
I'll speak to the connections, obviously, but we will run on the last day of the carnival, whether that be in the McKinnon Stakes or the Queen Elizabeth, I'm not sure. But he ran below expectations at Geelong. His form in Europe was very, very good and probably didn't meet those expectations, but nothing significant came out of the race, any reason why. So we've just giving him a bit of a freshen up, and if he works up well this weekend, he'll run in one of those two races next Saturday.
Good on you, Trent. Good luck today, Bendigo Cup Day, and especially in the Derby on Saturday.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers, Michael.